Hello, I am the Crancher.
I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. This episode, we are talking about TFT, otherwise known as Teamfight Tactics. And if you haven't played this before, it's basically, it's called Auto Chess. It might be called different things depending on where you've played it. But it's basically like, it goes by rounds. Each round, you get to buy a unit from the shop, and then you put the unit on your play space, and then your unit fights someone else's unit. And then next round happens, you buy another unit from the shop, put it in, and it goes like that. But the twist is, if you get three of the same kind of unit, if you buy three of the same kind, it makes your unit stronger. And basically, you work your way up, and eight people play, and it eliminates them one at a time, more or less, until there's one person left, and that's the winner. There's definitely more to it, and we will get into that, but I just wanted to give you people a brief idea of what we're talking about, you know? Do you guys have anything to add to that? Anything I missed that was important?
No, you basically got the gist of it.
You got it.
Okay. So, let's start with some cons here. How long have you guys been playing this, would you say?
I've been playing this game since season one. Season one when it first came up to the live server.
How long ago? You think like 6 months-ish?
I have no idea.
What about you, Chris? Sorry.
Let me.
I started playing it since it launched, within a few days of it launching on the public service.
Okay.
So about 2 years, I think.
March 18th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So two years.
No, March 18th of 2020. So basically.
Oh, okay. That's the mobile version, right?
No. The PC version. The mobile version.
It came out March of
2020? That doesn't make sense. It's at least
year old. It came out on March 18th, 2020 in live service.
Okay.
But the PR version didn't have one yet.
Okay. So you guys have been playing it for like at least a year.
2 years.
No, not a year. It just came out this year. What are you talking about?
Okay, so you guys have been playing it for a little bit less than a year. I was just trying to get a grasp on how long you've been playing it. I've been playing it. I played it when it was Auto Chess, and then it was what's the other one? Something Underground.
Dota Underground.
Yes, Dota. I played Dota Underground. I played those when they came to mobile. But now this has come to mobile, and it's going to give it a much wider audience. My first con was that it's a really hard learning curve. Even though I've played like Auto Chess and Dota Undergrounds, I knew what I was doing in the sense of how to play it, but the actual specifics of it, like what all the characters do and things like that, that takes a while to understand. I had to lose my way to knowledge pretty much playing it. And that's tough. That's not easy. Like when you pick up a game and try it and the game just, you know, kicks your ass over and over again, it's tough. It can definitely knock you down a couple notches. I mean, did that happen to you guys when you played it? Did you deal with a hard learning curve?
When I first started playing it, hardly anyone knew what they were doing. So it was a learning experience for all of us when we first started it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was completely okay. Like when I played it, sure, some people, like a quarter of the people, like James included, already played the game. So, like, they had a little bit of an advantage. But, like, James was there, and he was telling us what to do. So it was not that hard. I mean, it's still a learning experience for most of us because they had the beta, and then I was in the beta, and then they had the launch. And that's when I started playing. And James, like, was there, and he already played in the beta, and he just told us how to play, and that was it.
That helps. It helps to have someone to know. It saves you so much time. Because I didn't really, and I had to kind of just force myself to learn it through experimentation, which is fun, but also a little frustrating. Especially when the game doesn't tell you everything about it. You know, you kind of got to trial and error your way through it. To me, that made the learning curve really hard. Especially to casual people. I mean, if a casual person picks it up and tries it, they'll probably be excited because it's fun to play, but they'll also be super confused because they're just going to get whooped. They might get lucky, but they're probably getting whooped. Okay. Now it's one of your guys' turn. What you got for your cons?
So, Chris, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. I do not like how, like, the Lilac 4 mode in TFT.
Break this down here. What's Lilac 4?
So the modes in TFT, like, it rotates. I think it's just random. It's been random every single time I've been playing it. And it chooses, like, there's a couple of modes where, like, there's, it just changes a little bit about the game. It doesn't change much about the game, but, like, it does change a little bit. Like, there's a mode that gives everyone on the fifth round a, what is that called? Like, it gives, like, an extra unit.
You could,
Force of Nature item, which allows everyone in the game to put up an extra unit on their team.
I've gotten that.
And that's one of the modes. And then the Lilac 4 mode is, like the name suggests, it's 4. So everyone gets a 4-star unit. Star is like the same thing as a tier. So 3, not 4-star. I mean like a 4-cost unit. The purple units. And the purple units are not equally, like, they're the most unbalanced tier besides the legendaries. That because like the 1-star units, they're all kind of like the same. They can beat each other up the same way, but like the 4-star units, they're like extremely, some of them are really strong, like Jhin and Kayle. Kayle has her ability where she can hit the entire team. And Jhin is just really strong on his own, where his fourth shot does extra damage and can take down tanks fairly easily. And the people who get those units, they end up winning like the next multiple rounds and then just start snowballing after that. Like, there's comps that revolve around, there's a lot of comps that revolve around Jhin, which is a Dark Star sniper. And then
you
want to
use comp. What's a comp?
Comp is just like a
composition.
Like it's like every unit has their own category that they're in, like multiple of them. And if you group them up together, all of them in one category, you get a comp.
I thought a comp was just your team.
Yeah, it's like a team, but the team have to match with each other. Like, you can have a team of, like, 5 units, but if those units don't go well together, like, they're all from different categories, then you can't really call that a comp. It's just a team.
Yeah,
you don't have any composition in your team.
Okay, so a comp is one trait, you know, like Chrono or, like, Darkstar.
Yeah.
One of those, and you got all the members in there.
Yep.
Okay. So basically, synergy with each other.
Yeah, just the synergy. That's the comp.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's popular comps. Like, there's a lot of units that go well with Jhin. So that's why Jhin is such a really good unit. And when you get it as a free unit in the first round. And yeah, that's why that kind of sucks. Because, like, they only give, like, one Jhin or, like, one Kayle, right? And whoever gets it, there's only one person that can get it. Everyone's going to try to get it. But, like, there's only one person that can get it. And once they get it, like, they can snowball and no one else can. Like, it's not like everyone gets a Kayle, you know? So it's, like, very unfair.
And it gives those people an advantage because what this game does differently compared to other auto chess type games is that when the game begins, it's got a group of, I don't know, 10, 15 of the characters walking in a circle. And each person who's playing the game, all eight of them, are in a bigger circle around that. And then one at a time, it releases the people playing to go pick a hero for their team. And some people can get way ahead by picking the right hero, and that's where knowledge comes into play of the game. Because when I look at that group of heroes walking in a circle, the only thing I notice is the color of the character they are, because there's gray for common, green for, I don't know what it's called, uncommon maybe? Uncommon. What?
Uncommon.
Uncommon, okay. And then blue is what?
Rare,
and then purple is epic, and then there's legendary. But I feel like you don't see those at the beginning. But yeah, I go by that when that happens, because I look at the heroes and I still don't know who is who. And I've been playing it for like a little bit more than 2 weeks, I'd say. I'm just like, I'm just gonna get the purple guy if there is one. Cause I have no idea. If I get him and don't like him, I just sell him to the store and use the item on someone else.
If you lose money.
Did you know that? No, but they sold for equal their value.
No. Okay, so common units, like when you get, we get three of them, right? They combine automatically.
Oh yeah, yep.
Right. Then if you resell them, they cost three, right? But yeah, any other units have common, and you already combine them to their second stage, right? You will lose money.
Yeah,
like let's say you combine a Lucian, right? It's a two cost unit, right?
Yeah.
And you're spending about six gold coins to get it to the second stage, right? And then you don't think that you're gonna use that, and then you sell it, boom, you just lost like probably two gold after you sold it.
I think you lose all your gold.
You don't lose all of it.
No, not all. You get some back.
Only some.
Yeah, but if you picked up this unit when the heroes are walking in the circle, you didn't actually pay to buy them, so you're still profiting.
Oh, that one. Yes. You're probably.
Yeah.
But the units that you already combined.
But yeah, it's not common. Yeah, it's not a great thing to sell units you made or combined yourself. But sometimes I have to. Or I have to make really hard choices. I don't think I've ever sold a guy that I combined, but there's been times when I was building up or not, because you get this little bench where you can have eight more characters on top of what's already on the board. And you like halfway through the game, you have like two or three guys that you're building up waiting to get their third so you can upgrade it. And it's like, I'll have a guy and then a guy who's two stars, because basically you buy a guy originally, he's got one star. If you get two more of that character, he'll become two stars. And then if you get another two star, and then you get three more, those three two stars become one three star unit. Which is kind of hard to understand if you're new to the game. But I'll have a two star guy on the bench, a two star version of that guy in play. And then I'll have two other one star versions waiting for that third guy just to take them all off my bench and make the guy super powerful. And I'll have to make some hard decisions because my bench will be full and I'll be trying to build up like two or three people at once, and it gets rough. It gets rough. There's no real good strategy for that, is there? You just got to get space on.
You could do a transition comp.
Explain.
That's way too advanced. James, stop. That's way too advanced. Dude. Okay. Let's just move on.
Okay. James,
you can give one of James, your cons.
Yeah, do one of your cons, James.
Okay, items and units are heavily RNG in this game.
Isn't that a big aspect of these games though? Random everything?
Yeah, it's a big aspect. But sometimes when I want a certain unit and I know for sure no one has the unit, it does not show up. Let's say no one has Graves, right? I'm looking at everyone's unit board. There's not a single one in their team that has Graves. So you think you could get all the Graves, right? Like at least most of it. since no one took grapes. But it's so heavily RNG, you can't even find it. It's just like way in the bottom, and you're just finding other units that everyone already has. Because like, I want to buy the units that no one's going for, so that way I can have a better advantage.
Yeah.
My board, but since it's so RNG, it's like it's kind of hard to like at least get those units, even if no one's going for it.
Now, just for the people listening, RNG basically means random. It's a random number generator. It's like the guys that show up in your shop that you can buy are random every time. Although your experience level does affect that, right? So like as a player, you have coins from winning or losing, blah, blah, blah. But there's a shop where you can buy more characters. And then there's your experience level, which does increase on its own. But what this thing does is it builds up the limit of how many characters you can have in play at the same time. And you start with only one and you grow it over time, but some people will put their coins into their experience and raise it up faster than other people, and that increases the rarity of guys that show up in the shop. So instead of getting commons, you'll start to get uncommons, and then you'll see better and better guys. I feel like that plays into it too, James, because if I'm looking for graves, but I keep experiencing my guy, I feel like my chances of seeing grays are lessening. Because now you get purple guys in the shop, taking the place of all the commons.
I understand that part, but the items, like, I might be running, like, the items and the items part, right? The items RNG. Like, I might be running, like, a god comp, okay? Like, it's one of the best comp in the game, but it gave me, like, crappy items. Like, it gave me like some defensive items, like no damage items, just a bunch of defensive items, like you got like a vest, recurve belt, what else, giant's belt, and then they all just turn into a defensive items, which in your comp you need at least a damage item for your damage dealer to help your team move on and carry. But if they don't have that, they only have defensive items, your team is going to get quite tough.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, see, I kind of like that aspect about it, because it's like you can come into the game with a strategy, but it all depends on what you get. So you kind of have to lean into whatever you're getting every time you play. And it could be anything, which is good and bad. Sometimes you can just have a bad situation, I suppose, because the stuff you get is just not ideal.
Yeah.
You got to make the best of it. I think that's part of the excitement of playing it.
There's,
going with the flow.
It's fun if you're winning, especially if RNG is on your side. Okay? If, like, RNG is so on your side that you're already getting tier 3 units before round the third stage happens. Like, your team, you already have 2 gold units, and you don't even have to worry about losing for, like, the next few rounds. Because the RNG is on your side.
Yeah. The RNG is a mean lady. Sometimes you'll be doing good and then you won't get crap for a while. Those times where you get like 3 or 4 items when you fight the, I don't know what they're called. What are the enemies called? Do they have like a name?
They do. They used to be raptors, but they changed their looks to match the theme of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're still the raptors, and I think they all keep their names, except they're just like space themed, like alien themed.
Yeah, because in between rounds, it happens every couple rounds, you'll fight like animals instead of an actual person, and the animals drop loot.
We call those the PvE rounds, since you're not finding
player. Player versus environment, which also applies to anything that's not against another human. I feel like we're definitely going to be teaching people a lot this episode. I like
sometimes
it.
The PvE round doesn't really give you items.
Yeah, I've had that.
They'll just give you gold, even if like you're winning so much, right? You need items. But like during that round that you think you're going to get items, you will get just gold. That's it. It's like you don't need gold because you already have a lot of it.
Yeah, it's like the nature of random
levels. But it's no use later on after you max level, because you need items. Items are pretty important.
Yes, they are. I have a link for that later on. Okay. I am going to jump on. I'm going to piggyback on my hard learning curve here for my con. But there's a lack of info in the shop. I'm sitting there like, okay. So I'm playing it. I have my first round, which I drop my first guy into play, and he fights a PvE round against the animals. And I win. And now the shop opens up, and I go, okay, who do I get? And I get this, like, a list. Is it four characters or is it five from the shop? Is it five characters laying out there?
I thought it was more than that.
Is it? It might be six. I feel like it's five. I'm not sure, though.
Six. Wait. It
could be. I figured you experienced crap. Veterans would know how many characters there are. I think it's five to six, I think. It might be six. Anyways, so I'm looking at the shop. I'm looking at these characters. The only things I know about them is what their name is, kind of what they look like.
Yeah, there was five. You're right.
Is it five? Okay. And yeah. And their classes. Like it'll take a person. It'll tell you that they are a like dark star, and then they're like a protector or something. Uh-huh. And me as a new player, I don't know what that means. But the one thing I do know is that every character has an ultimate move that they build up to. And I don't know what that is unless I buy the character. So now I'm just completely guessing. I pick the character, I put it in play, and I'm like, oh, well, okay, that might work a little bit. But not having that information really affects my decision in a negative way. Because I have no idea what to get, what to build, or what to like do, you know? So I kind of have to guess and learn. And I guess that's part of the game. Trial and error and working your way up to it, but having that information would be very beneficial. Just more information, you know, maybe like how many hit points they have, anything like that. It makes it tough to learn. Making
in the PC version, it has the information, so it's something that
you can work on. That's weird, right? If it's in the PC version, it should be in the mobile. Well, not 100% of the time, but at least for this, you would think. I mean, maybe they'll add it in over time. This is kind of a newer thing, so maybe it's not fully complete yet. But yeah, that to me was a con, because it makes it's like I'm making blind decisions. And it's something you should avoid when it comes to game design, for the most part. Although, granted, this is built for a specific audience. It's built for the people who like auto chess games, or League of Legends, or like that, you know. So a lot of these are all League of Legends characters?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys know, like, these characters inside and out, right?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Okay, who next?
Fritz?
What?
Yeah.
Your turn.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I got some really good ones. Actually, for the, I already said all these for the cons, but like, okay, so let's say does not show up, the items does not show up on your characters when you're on the carousel. You know what carousel is?
Oh, the carousel.
Yeah, the carousel.
Is that where the guys are spinning in a circle or walking in a circle?
Yeah.
Okay. And
like when you there's a button on the bottom that just takes you to your it moves your camera across the map. It's like it moves it really fast, so it just shows your only your units.
Yeah, it goes back to your base essentially, your home.
Yeah. But it does not, it shows the item that you have currently, but the items are not on your, like, it doesn't show the items on your character, you know what I mean? I mean like your units.
Yeah, so you have this extra time, and you want to, like, you know, figure out what strategy you're going with and what you have, and you can't.
I mean, like, when you want to build an item, you want to go back to your character to see the items on top of your character, so you see what your characters have as their items, so you can the next, for the carousel, you can pick a unit with that item, and you can combine it.
Yeah, and so you can't actually, like, double check it ahead of time.
Yeah, they just don't show the items off of it. And they already have it for a really long time. Like, they have that bug for a really long time, but they haven't fixed it. which means that they're kind of slow on updating new mechanics to the gameplay.
Or it's intentional.
No, I don't think it's intentional because like why would they like James, do you know what I'm talking about?
You lost me.
Okay. You know how like when you go back, you click the home button on the when you're in the carousel, it shows like
yeah.
Why doesn't it show items on top of the unit?
I forgot to put that down on my cons, but that was also something I didn't like. It's like
I don't always remember
what items my units has. Like I know some of them, but I can't remember all of them. So I go on my board to try and see what item they have. So
exactly,
I can like see what item I need in this caps. But like I can't see it. It's like what does my Jinx has? Like what does my Jinx has? Like or like who can I use this item on? Like does anyone even need this item? It's like I at least want to see, you know.
Yeah, because it's all about planning, you know, and working with what you have available to you. Kind of takes that away.
For sure.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. James.
Yeah, yes. James, what's your con?
One of them is I don't know if this can be counted as a con. The instant demotion and zero LP in rank. Because they put that system to like make it more balanced for like higher ELOs. But I feel like if I get to zero LP, at least have me like I feel like they already do that. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. When I play rank, right? I get hit in zero OP. I get so hard, and then I try to regain the LP. It's like after I lose, like instant demotion immediately.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So when you lose in rank, do you go down like a whole something?
You go down.
Dude, one. You're gonna have to explain the entire rank system of League of Legends. Right now.
Okay. You have to explain the whole thing, but you can generally do it.
So before they added that instant demotion,
No, James, what is the demotion?
When you're playing competitively in rank, you get a rank, you get silver, iron, bronze, silver, gold, plat, you know,
diamond.
Like mobile games, they have their own rank system, just like this one.
Yeah.
And then they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 to 1. So the lower number is you're in the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to climb up, and I hit zero. Yeah. Before this wasn't they didn't put this in yet. They didn't implement that instant demotion and zero LP in the rank system.
Yeah.
So you still could go up. You can still regain back your LP, but since Riot wanted to no one's going down too much. Everyone's just staying in their own ranks. Since it's easy to gain back the LP, they wanted to put in the instant demotion. That way, people can like fight and free. I was like, wait, that's not. I don't like that. I don't like that. Not maybe
either.
Yeah. So it's hard to climb up and it's easy to fall down.
Easy to fall down. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You promote when you get old. Oh, wait, do you promote when you're...
You promote immediately once you pass the, like, let's say you gain, like, 7 LP from first place, right? And you were sitting at 80-something LP on your rank.
Uh-huh.
Promote immediately.
Yeah, so you go from, like, iron to silver.
Yes.
Okay.
But, if you lose so hard... Let's say you lost in 8th place, like you're the first one to die in the game. You lose a lot LP. You lose like, what, 40 something?
Now see, that to me that kind of makes sense because a lot of games do it that way. Like Clash Royale does that. Like if you win, you go up like, I don't know, 18, 20 something to add it to your trophies. But if you lose, you go down like between 20 and 30 so that like it pays to win. But in a game like this, when everything is random and not strategically planned, it really hurts because the random could screw you over and now you go down. You get a demotion. It's like you could have the best plan in the world. It could completely crumble under you because of the RNG. So that does feel kind of harsh. But it also feels so much better when you climb up, doesn't it? Because you know you had to go through all that crap.
I know. It's like, but then I tried to
count. Actually, James?
The average, okay, like the average LP that I guess, like, what? Like, probably like 10 something. Because I wouldn't lose.
What's the most you can get?
47. That was the most I got from being first place.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so on the ranking system, there's only 4 winners. If you're in 4th place, you win like 7 or 8 LP. Right? That is literally nothing.
Yep.
And then third's like maybe like 10 to 15. And then the second one is like you at least get like 30. And then the first one is like 40. So it's always good to be in the higher boards when you win.
Seems like you really gotta earn it too.
But that's also vice versa for that losing side. If you're on the bottom, you'll also lose 40 LP. So it's like,
jeez.
If you're in a fifth, which is like the last one to lose, you just lose 5 LP. So you didn't lose that much. I don't know the person that lost first.
Okay.
So it's kind of better. Like okay, like you didn't lose that hard, but you also didn't lose that.
Your ranking that doesn't change too much as long as you're like in the first like 5-6 places. Maybe 5, yeah. I guess. Okay.
5 is the best one to lose in if you're losing.
That's crazy. Okay. One of my cons is and this is probably due to me being a beginner as well, but it's a really long play time. I mean, for this podcast, we've been specifically doing mobile games. Mobile games are meant to be played in short bursts. And I'd say an average play time of this game is 30, and that's being generous, 30 minutes. Because they can definitely go longer than 30 minutes. I've had some go 45 minutes, you know, if I do good.
Go an hour.
Yeah, if you're in the top 3 or 4, it goes a lot longer than that. And it's like, even a crappy game for me can take about a half an hour. That's a long time. I mean, when you're sitting at home, especially now with all this stuff where everyone's stuck at home, it's okay, you have a lot of time. Yeah, but if you don't have a lot of time, like when I think of a mobile game, I picture someone playing like Bejeweled on a bus, like when they're going from destination to destination. You can't do that with this.
The game's old.
It is. That's the kind of thing I picture, you know, like someone playing it and then being able to shut their phone off and go back to what they're doing. But if you play this and shut your phone off, poof, you're done. So it's like you have to dedicate at least a half an hour to a game, and that's at least a half an hour. It can definitely go longer. I feel like that is a disadvantage somewhat. I mean, it's not to the people at home playing, but this is a mobile game. You know, now it's graduated to the mobile area, and I feel like that kind of hurts it a little bit just because you're stuck playing it for a while. It's not a bad thing. I mean, it's awesome to play, but as far as mobile games go, having it take a long time to play hurts. People will play and then they'll have to stop and go do something and then they can't finish it and then they're pretty much placed like really bad. Sometimes you can probably get lucky and get higher than, you know, the last place, but I feel like that hurts. Long play time. Okay, that was mine. One of you guys can go.
You have any more crits?
Hell yeah. I said broken cops.
Broken con. Do you mean broken as in
like
they're hard to beat against? Oh, okay. Continue.
Yeah. Sorry. Mechs? Like when you get 3 units and they all just combine in together and then they get extreme health and extreme like depending on which items you gave your characters.
They got nerfed though.
Yeah, they got nerfed. Screw you, James.
But it was still broken when it wasn't nerfed.
Well, okay. Maybe right, one of you can help me understand this.
Let's go to comms. Let's go to pros.
No. I will explain this again. So broken guns, right?
Hold on. Not that. I'm talking about the mechs. When I was picking the mechs, it said something about a super mech, and it said
just think of it as Power Rangers. That's basically what it is.
Right. You know,
they call their robots, right? Boom. That's what mech is. They call it the robots.
But how I read it from the card, it said that there's like a 1 in 5 chance that one of your units will turn into a super mech. Is this super mech?
That's the item.
Okay. So that's not the same as what they're doing here.
Let's say you're three, since you only need three of those characters, right? They combine a Power Ranger, right?
Yeah. And then
basically RNG at that point, so like, let's say all of them have three items, right? Then once they combine, just like it picks out one of the items from each of the units.
Okay, so it's not nine items in the robot and the Power Rangers thing.
Yeah. And then boom, that's the items that it's gonna use.
Okay. But now, I didn't mean to get too far away from crits. So you're saying this is broken.
It's broken.
It was broken. Probably is a little bit still.
It was broken.
You can easily beat it now.
Did you use this strategy, Chris, when you played?
Nope.
I did. I abused.
I didn't use it because it was broken.
I was one of the abusers because I wanted to climb the rank.
If it's in there and you can use it, I mean...
I used it so much.
Can't blame you. Chris, do you have another example of broken comp?
Jin.
Jin. Well, what's Jin's ability?
Jin and Friends. You know, like, Jin's ability is that he just does, like, a megaton of damage.
Is it like long-distance damage? Is he, like, a blaster kind of guy, or what's his deal?
Nah, he's a sniper. You know, but like his passive is that he converts like 1% of his bonus attack speed into 8% damage. And every single force shot that he does, he deals 244% extra attack damage.
Wow! So every time he attacks, it gets multiplied by that. Every fourth time he attacks, it grows that much.
I mean, it doesn't grow, but it just does that much damage, like 244% of his total attack. Damn. So it's basically like more than double his auto damage.
Yeah, because 100% damage would be double. Yeah.
And then, like, he's also part of the Dark Stars, and the Dark Star comps. When one Dark Star die, all the other Dark Stars gain attack damage. And ability power, 25%. That means Jin does 25.
Jesus, 35. And because he's a sniper, he's the farthest away from all the other enemies. So that means he's probably going to be the last one alive.
Yeah. Yep, he's going to be the last one alive, and also the further he is away, increases the amount of damage that he does.
Yep, that sniper bonus. That's crazy.
Yep, it's ridiculous.
Wow. And you only need.
You only need two snipers.
Jesus. Two snipers, and you already got the full.
But a lot of times in a game like this, for it to be, you know, perfectly balanced, there's a counter for every character you can be. Every character's got a counter.
I wish that was true.
Couldn't infiltrators be the counter for that? Because they jump right to the back line and start whooping ass.
When it was broken.
Oh, okay. And it's not broken anymore?
Here's the thing. Okay. One of the main items on Jin that you're supposed to pick on Jin is Guardian Angel. That item allows Jin to spawn back. Like after he dies, he just comes back to life for a second time. But Infiltrator, you still think like Infiltrator would be able to like, you know, kill him still, right? Because all they do is just freaking kill him again. If they can kill him once, they can just kill him again. Even when they're in the back anyway. But then here's the thing. When a unit dies, the people, I mean, the other units that were attacking it switch to a, they lose aggro.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens is that Jin dies, the infantry would turn their backs, and then they would just attack all the other front units. And then when Jin comes back alive, Jin just kills them all.
Wow, that's crazy.
Damn. He just kills them all, and he has people, a lot of people build hurricanes, which is an item that allows him to split his auto attack damage to three people at once.
Wow.
So he can kill like three people in one auto.
It's crazy. I didn't know that. That's interesting. That sounds broken. That's crazy. Okay. Interesting.
God, he also got there.
Yeah.
Emergency nerf for that one.
It's good that they're on top of that stuff to counterbalance it.
Well,
James.
I got a few more. It does not have a chat system in place. When you said they're gonna make TFT in mobile, right? I was like, okay, so it's gonna have the same style as the TFT in PC. Okay, and I can play it everywhere, right? And I was like, okay, I download TFT right in my phone, and then I was like, there's gonna be a chat system, right? I was like, boom, there's no chat system. I was like, I can see they're pinging. I can't ping in the map. I can't ping the map. That's not doable.
What?
You can't ping in the mobile version, but you can ping in the PC version. So you can see the like question marks, danger ping, right? Right. Okay. I can't, like, they might be saying something in the mobile version, like asking me like, "Holy crap, dude, that's broken!" Like they might be saying that in chat, but I don't see that in mobile.
Reggie, like, did you notice that?
No, huh? I mean, I'm not current with that stuff. I didn't know that you could even ping to begin with.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I didn't know that.
On the mobile version, you can hear them. Like when someone types in chat, it will make a sound, right? Like pink, like something to alert you, like someone said something.
Yeah.
You can hear it in mobile. Like you can hear it when someone says something in chat. Like it doesn't sound, but I can't see what they're talking about.
Yeah. So it seems like the system's halfway there. Not in the sense that they're going to finish it, but in the sense that like part of it bled over to this version, but not the rest of it. They didn't bring it in. Either they didn't bring it in yet, or they're not planning to.
Like they got the game in, the mobile version, but not everything went into them.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. Like the game's newer. I keep saying that, but it makes sense. The game's in its infancy on mobile, so it makes sense that it's missing some things. It doesn't make sense that they wouldn't bring it over, but I'm sure they have a really good reason. I mean, this game cross plays to PC. You would think that it would benefit to be able to chat, but maybe it'll be in there in the future. Who knows? I mean, they do seem to
a few more patches.
I bet they will. I mean, they're pretty smart about what they do. Okay, that was a good one. My last one is, it's not friendly to casual players, which I kind of said with the learning curve and the info in the shop. It's a casual player. If you want to gain more information about the game, you have to essentially leave the game and go outside of it and learn it on your own time. To me, that's a disadvantage, because not everyone will do that. Some people will do that. I mean, if I find a game I like, I immediately start reading stuff about it and learn more about it. Like, oh, I didn't know that. But I feel like not everyone does that, and it leaves people at a disadvantage, because you got this person who likes the game on a casual level, but he's playing against all these people who like the game on a more hardcore level, and they know a lot more about it. You know, he's puts that person at a huge disadvantage. So it's like you got to study it. When I was learning how to play Smite, which is a MOBA, I had to like sit there every night and read about what the items do. Like, there was so much to learn. It felt like I was learning a new language. You know, it's that in depth.
Do you agree with that?
I play MOBA. I don't like it. I don't like how it was.
I don't
know. But I do understand. I understand what casual
sounds like. So, as a casual person, it makes it a lot more difficult to learn. But I mean, I guess that's a whole part of the battle, because when you do learn about it and things start to click, it's so much more satisfying playing it.
For sure.
Okay. Chris, what you got?
All right. So, that's all I got for the card.
Okay. James, you got more?
Yeah, one more. Information about econ. Did we talk about this already? Or
about what?
Econ.
What's that?
We never talked about that.
Economy.
James, oh, economy. James, oh, you're talking about.
Explain to us how the money make. How the money work.
Right. Okay. Like, so on the PC, it tells you how much money you're gonna get for the next for this once the round is over, right?
Right. Because you earn one coin for playing, right? Like, when the round's over, you earn a coin, and then you earn an X amount, depending on if you've lost so many times or won so many times, and based on how much money you have in the bank already. Because if you have more than 10, it gives you one extra gold for interest. Sorry.
An interest? If you have 10 coins, you get one gold interest. It's maximum of 5. And then you got the win streak and loss streak, the interest, right? And then the total of how much you're gonna get for like without the win streak and losses, just the amount of coins you're gonna get in that whole entire match that you just did. So you got that. But on the mobile, I keep trying to see whether if I can find, like, I was like, okay, how much money am I gonna get this round? Like, cause like I wanna know. Just like I'm planning what I can do and how much I can like sell and what I can't sell. Right?
Yeah, but it's exactly.
It doesn't tell me that. It's like, yeah, I'm getting one gold extra. So I'm one two rounds. Or I'm getting 4 gold extra because I lost 4 rounds. But like how much am I earning in total? Like, am I earning like 10 or more gold coins? Or what, like, cause I wanna know. And like maybe I can like buy another unit, right? Buy another unit, put it in the bench, right? Yeah, and just leave it there for like maybe two to three rounds, right? And then maybe I can do something about it. Like maybe you sell it to increase my amount of money I'm gonna get for like the interest. But I don't see it. I don't see that interest. Tell me how much I'm gonna get from the win streak, loss streak, and win streak. That's about all that I'm getting.
A big part of the game is planning your strategy. And when you don't have that information, you can't, I mean, you'll get it when the round ends, but then you have that limited amount of time to make your decisions before the next round. So it kind of hurts not being able to plan based on that. That's a lack of information. Although I feel like you can look at it both ways. Like, on one side, it's a lack of information, makes it harder to plan. On the other side, it makes it more exciting, and it makes it so you have to make all your decisions in one clump instead of planning them and just like banging them out when
that
shop opens. I feel like it does, yeah. It leans more into the random aspect of it and kind of just playing on the fly. I mean, it hurts not being able to plan. But everyone has to deal with that, so I feel like it kind of does throw like a monkey wrench into it. For good and for bad. Yeah, a monkey wrench into your plan. Like, you're planning on, you know, spending so much in the shop, and you get less than what you were planning. Now your plan is kind of screwed up a little, and you have to make some hard choices.
Okay.
Okay. So, that's all of the cons. Now we're on to the good things.
Okay.
My first one was that there's a lot of combinations. There's a lot of strategies. Like, there's a lot of, what do you guys call, like, Dark Star Infiltrator? Are those classes?
Yeah. You
call them classes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classes.
I feel like it's really fun trying new strategies. Because when I started playing it, for this podcast, I was just playing randomly. Like, the game told me that if you have more than 3 chrono guys, you'll get the bonus for chrono guys, which increases the speed of all the units in your team. So I base everything around that. So then I talked to James, and he told me that you should try and get your whole team in one class, so you get all the bonuses for that. So from that point on, I would go, okay, I'm about to play a team fight, and I'm going to do like all cybernetic, or I'm going to do like all sorcerer. And I was trying these out, and it was really fun because like you get to see all the characters pretty much kick some ass. When you have like six of one team, they're pretty powerful, even if it is like sorcerers, you know. Like if you don't have a tank and you're all sorcerers, you would think most of the time you'd get whooped because it wouldn't be a balanced fight. You know, if you're a team of sorcerers versus a team of tanks, you would think that the team of tanks would always win because sorcerers are, you know, generally low hit points, high damage. But I feel like it balances that out in a good way. Like the combinations makes it really fun and is always something more to try, I feel like.
Syndra is broken.
I mean, that too. But do you guys feel like that? Like, you guys have much more experience than me in the game. Do you guys feel like there's more combinations to try? Or are you at the point where, like, you've tried them all and you're just going to aim for, like, the best ones?
I like to try out the new ones. Like, there are some ones that are already, like, it's being used again. Like, with the sorcerer got used again. So it's not that different. All I know is that they're just going to do more magic power damage. Right? And then, like, the new ones, like, Star Guardians, like, those are new. Celestials, the Downland Souls are new. So, like, I wanted to try out the new ones, like, the new comps that came out. See how good they are.
Sorry. Crits, what about you? How do you feel about that?
I tried most of the comps, like, once, but I mainly played the comps that I like playing. Or like I kind of go for like the underrated comps. Like no one wants to play like full tank Mu Zhao, but I play it. James does the same where he plays his comps that he made up. He doesn't play the ones on the wiki.
And, I feel like that's the best way. Yeah. Experimentation, man, leads you to some awesome.
I'm not like taking my beef to you.
That's what I like about it. I like the combinations. I feel like it's fun to test out new strategies and see how they do. Most of the time, I get my butt whooped. But sometimes I find some really interesting things, and I can use that to do better next time.
Like, I wish some of the units stayed, like Pike. I was broke.
Okay, someone else gets to go for your pros.
Kids? Y'all want?
Yeah, I got the Little Legends and how generous they are with giving us them.
Okay, now, what is a Little Legend?
Little Legends are character.
Is that your avatar guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you start out with the blue ghost. It's called Sprite. And it's literally a sprite. It's like 2D. He's like a little, like a pixel art sprite. That's what you start out with.
It was 3D.
But, yeah. He looks like a little blob.
No.
Like a flying little blob.
2D slime. No, it's not even a slime. It's literally called Sprite. It's like if somebody made it in A Sprite. You know, A Sprite makes sprites. It looks like he's made from A Sprite. but then you get a little legend, and then it'll get replaced by a 3D character, like. They just make like their own. It looks nothing like the characters in the in League Legends. It's like a pet. It looks like a pet kind of.
It's like dog.
Oftentimes mythical. And then you can have a dog and stuff like that, and a penguin.
And how do you get them?
Those are kind of like skins, and League Legends give them for free just from. Sometimes a lot of times they give it out for free. Like if you play the game, like 14 games, right? You will get a little legend.
And
they give it at 5 games, 3 games. And those are actual skins. They have their own dance, their own taunt, their own call, their own dance, like their own like kind of like unique animations. And League of Legends give them out for free, and other cosmetics like themes, kind of like the Zap Bolt, where like if you win a match, it'll zap the enemy,
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that. Yeah. So they have different attack animations, yeah. Basically. That's cool.
Yeah, League of Legends gives away a lot of it for just playing the game. And
that's awesome.
I feel like a lot of games, mobile games, don't really do that. They give away like characters because they want you to play the game more, but they don't. They rarely give away like skins or cosmetics for free.
Usually, you got to spend some sort of currency on them, whether it be like the premium currency or in-game currency. Yeah, so it's nice to see that.
All right, James, your turn.
One of the things I like about the game is that it's very eye-pleasing. Okay.
What the? Is that even mean?
Okay, the graphics, the unique details, the animation.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, the attacks and stuff.
Exactly. Look at that anime fluidity. Like, they probably just like put it in there, like copied that model from the in-game and put it in this thing. But
James knows how to make 3D models for games.
No, what are you talking about? Anyway. Graphics, like, it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
It's amazing. Like, they put so much details, like the little legends, the map,
Yep.
Like some of the maps of their own, what you call it?
Helping my argument.
All Fame. Effects.
Yeah.
They have their own effects. Like, let's say I have the fire map, right? Boom, there's like fire effects like everywhere in the map. Right?
Yeah.
They're like, it's a little circling fire map. And then, like, some of them don't make sense, obviously. But it's really cool. It's really cool to see. Like, they're pretty fluid. I like the dancing too, like, for the little legends. Some have them.
Uh-huh.
My legend has dancing and music to it. So, yes, it's all little music when it dances.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a mobile game.
Graphics
like that.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about the game.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Especially if you're going to be spending a lot of time playing it, it's nice to have something pretty to look at. My like is that battles feel intense. I feel like, I don't think
really?
We mentioned this. Yeah.
Wait, you don't really do anything during the battles, though.
Hold on. Because you don't control your player. You have no control whatsoever. You have to just watch your team go, and you can't tell anyone to do anything. It just happens. I think that's what makes it intense, because you have no control over it. So it feels more intense that way. Like, if
dude,
I could jump
agree.
Down... Huh.
Dude, I agree that the battle is intense, but from different reasons, because I think the battle's intense because of how well the battle's, like, going. Like they never miss their abilities. They always land their abilities. And then,
like players.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Like a pro player, they're all their own pro players, you know, when they have a lot of items.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's been a lot of times when I'll be in a battle and I'm down to one guy and they have like two guys and then somehow I win. You know, like, that's intense. Especially when I thought I was going to lose. Like, that kind of stuff. I think part of it is because you don't actually control it, so you just watch it unfold. It's almost like watching a sport, in a sense. Because I'm not big on sports. I watch football and I don't get excited, but I'll watch this and I'll get excited.
Okay, yeah.
There were some games like that for me, especially when I was playing with some friends. Like, I was playing against one of my friends, right? Like, we put together, only one of my unit lived, but like it was like still like a sliver of health, right? And his and other units, he had two units on the board left, and they were like still full health. And my unit literally turned it around, and he thought he was gonna beat me. I was like, dude, it's over. It is game for me. He's like, nope, my freaking unit just whooped their ass. It's gone. It's like, he was like, no, what? How that makes sense?
It has that potential. That's what I love. That kind of twist at the end. I like that. Okay. Who wants to go?
I could go again.
What the? Okay.
Bring it.
chance for special games. I really like them making new game modes, like, well, not game modes, but like special games. Like my first one that I encountered with after the patch that they patched this in was the big character. Like I like looking at my avatar when it's big and huge, because sometimes like when you're big and huge, that's when you know you're winning. Like you're really winning, like because you're huge, right? You're getting fed from them.
Is that a common thing? Do you get bigger for victories?
Yes. You get bigger every time you get victories.
Okay, I didn't know that.
If you win consecutively, you will become huge.
Interesting. Okay. So is it based on win streaks or wins altogether?
Win streaks.
Okay, interesting. So there's a game mode where you start big?
Yes, there's a game mode. It's the Medium Galaxy.
Okay. See, I think I've played that twice.
Where you get like increased health, right? Increased health. So the game is longer.
Yeah, you get 125, right? Instead of 100.
125. So that makes the game even longer than usual.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's another one where everyone starts with same starting items, and they get 2 Nikos. Hmm. Have you guys played that one?
I don't. Maybe I played it and didn't know what it was, but I bet Chris has played it.
Yep.
Everyone gets like same items, same starting items when you first get in the game. And then once you go through your board, you get another golden item. You get 2 Nikos on the start round. Right? You get that. So you basically have 2 chances to get early 3 stars right in the beginning. So it makes the game a little bit faster in itself.
Yeah.
And then let's see, we already talked about the Lilac, which is the 4 star units start, 4 cost units start, right? The Lilac units.
Yeah, so you won't get like an awesome unit when it starts.
Yeah. And then we got the free reroll, reroll game, where every round you get a free reroll after your round's done.
And so this is for the shop.
Yeah. Free reroll on the shop without money cost, which is great if you're really trying to get tier 3 units early on.
Yeah, because it costs 2.
Or if you're a hyper roller.
I've tried that and it never works out. I'll sit there and I need like 1 more Graves, and I'm just like, okay, refresh the shop, and he never shows up. It's like every time I do that, I just lose money.
Yeah, that's your day at gamble on that one.
Yep, it never pays off. Rarely.
And then you got the force of nature round, where like it will be so hard for you if you don't get level 5, because like you still have 4 units during level 4, right? Mm-hmm. You still have, like, level 4. You have 4. You can put 4 units in. But once that dude gets level 5, you think you're gonna. It's normally 5 units you can put in. Now you can put 6. Now it's 6 against 4 units if you don't level up. But the drawback to that, though, if you do level up early, like you might win, and you lose. Obviously, you will lose. But the chances of them getting the units for the common ones to get tier 3 is lower than yours.
Yeah, so it's kind of
it's like you lose some but you win some. It's like a trade off. Basically.
Yeah. I'm liking this variation, though. So many different modes to play.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't know if there's any more game modes. They're probably gonna put more, but
what about the one that gives you all Blitzcrank?
What do you want all Blitzcrank? I've never heard that one.
Never heard that one? That one's the one when everyone at level 1 gets a 2-star unit, except they're all Blitzcranks.
Hmm.
The was champion. That the old
one? No, that was just a normal game mode.
I never got that one. Interesting. Never got it.
Okay, Crit. You gotta like.
Okay. I'll say no pay to win. Because
I agree with that.
Because like a lot of mobile games these days, they just put a lot of pay-to-win stuff in it.
Almost every game we've done That's some sort of pay to win. And ads.
Ads.
And this game has no, like, there's no ads on the app, too.
Yeah, which is great to see. It means they're not just trying to make money.
They're multi-billionaire.
Yeah, they're a multi-billionaire company. But then even though they're multi-billionaire, like, you know, the one that made a lot of other games are made by multi-billionaire companies. That's how they're able to fund MMOs and stuff like that. They still put hard pay-to-win stuff in it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to drain as much money as they can.
Yeah. It's like, here, play our game, it's free, but you're going to get an ad after you're done playing every level.
Yeah, it's crazy. And TFT doesn't have any of that, and they're relying solely 100% on cosmetics.
Yep.
Purely cosmetics.
I feel helps. Yeah. From the player's standpoint, that very much helps. Because it's almost refreshing to see a game not just smother you with ads or premium currencies and all this other stuff, you know. It's nice to see the not pay to win game.
But they do have tempting stuff. Like, let's see, like, what's that thing? Like a pass, like, you know, like battle pass, stuff like those?
Yeah.
You do have one for TFT.
They do? In the mobile one?
Yes, they do.
Okay. They do. How much is it?
It's $10.
Okay. Still that bad. Like,
yeah, you do get a lot of stuff for it, but you will get the free.
What is it? Skins, pretty much? Skins, yeah, and I don't know what else you could get.
Fire effects, you know, like when you beat someone.
So it's all aesthetic.
Laser beam or something.
Interesting.
Laser beam, and then like little legends, more level legends. You can get more of those. So it's basically. I'd say it's worth. I think it's worth more than the amount you pay for. So it's pretty worth it in its own.
Yeah. But you don't, you know, quote, need it.
You don't need it.
Yeah. That's cool. Sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to hijack from you. Do you have more you want to add?
No, that's it. Like, it's just no. If there's any sort of pay to win, it just ruins the entire game. The rank system wouldn't work. Just playing wouldn't work. It just ruins everything. So.
Yeah, they'd have to make it so, like, that stuff wouldn't be involved in ranked. Ranked would be free of that. I know when I stopped playing auto chess, they had just introduced a mode where you could items could drop from human players. So you would just get flooded with items. And this wasn't in ranked. It was like a separate mode from like the normal play. But man, you would get so many items. Every battle you'd get a handful of items. It was nuts. It was interesting to see that. Which actually leads me to my next point, my final like. Combining units and items feels satisfying. Now, when you're combining units, but we've already touched on this, that you need 3 of one unit to make a 2-star unit, and then 3 2-star units to make a 3-star unit. And it feels so satisfying because I'll have a guy who's, I'll have like 2 1-star units and I need one more and I have to wait like 2 or 3 rounds to get it. That feels satisfying, finally getting it. But making that, when you got that final one guy, that to make a 3-star unit, I just need one more, and I'll go round after round of not finding it, and then I'll finally get it. It feels really good. Yeah. It's like, yes, I'm unstoppable. And then for the items, now I found this very interesting. I want to say a lot of the other games do this, but I liked it. So like, there's an item called Giant's Belt that gives 200 hit points to whoever you put it on. Now, you'll get another item, maybe the bow, which gives you, like, plus 15 attack speed? Is that what it is? Attack speed?
That's easier at Portal.
Huh?
Are you talking about combining Giant's Belt and Recurve Belt together?
I was thinking Giant's Belt, and, like, I was just using the bow as an example. Like, it gives you a plus 15 attack speed or something like that. Is that what the bow does? So, like, yeah, your guy will have the belt on, which gives him plus 200 hit points. then you'll have this bow and you can put it on one unit and it does the normal advantage, but if you put it on the guy with the belt, it turns into something completely different. I feel like that adds a lot to the replay value of it and the strategy of it. I mean, it was harder for me because I don't know what they do when I have to sit there and read the whole paragraph. But it's very interesting. It makes even more combinations of stuff.
I really like making undying comps.
I don't know what those are.
They will never die.
James, you're going to have to explain that comp to the Josh.
Is it based on items? Is it the items that does that?
Yes, the items helps with it too.
Interesting. So what, they got like health regain?
You could either put like GA or the Giant's Belt with recurve turning into zero drop portal, which is good for your frontliners. So you can keep taking aggro away from your other teammates.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then have enough time for your buy enough time to where your backlines will kill the front units and back units without your frontliner dying. Well, it's dead, but it's not dead at the same time.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I like about it. There's so many combinations of units and items that feels like it'd be very hard for it to get stale. Because there's so much randomness to it. But that was my like. Who wants to go next?
Quicks.
Okay. They take the emotes from League. So like if you earn an emote or like a summoner icon in the game League of Legends, they will transfer over. So you can use it in TFT too.
That's cool. My like. I like that. It kind of connects it with League even more. So it's like, if you're one of the people who played League 2, you get an extra little benefit. Cool. I like that. More incentive. Okay. James, like?
I really like that the sets are always changing for like every season to keep it fresh. And also add in more some items and take out some items to make it like, make it new. Somewhat new. So it's not the same.
That's cool. Like,
I think this is the third change they did for this game. The last patch was like you can add in like the map has its own buff. Like you can put a unit in there and it'll get buffed automatically.
Hmm.
So it's always different. They always play with different mechanics. They always put up different new mechanics in the game.
I like that. It even adds even more to the pile of variety that's in the game already. That's cool. It keeps you wanting to come back and try new things.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Okay. I did all my likes. Like check, Chris. You got more?
I got more.
James can go. I don't have any more.
Okay.
So you don't really get to experience this in the mobile since the chat is not there. I talked about this. The chat box is not there, but you can hear other players. You can hear the things from the chat box. They're not really toxic to each other. It's like a social game. Like you guys can talk with each other. Like as the fight goes, like and be impressed with like everything. Or sometimes like, oh my god, dude, that unit's broken, dude, or something like that. You know, it's like friendly stuff going on in chat. Not enough toxic. It's not really toxic. And I'm like, oh my god, dude, why are you using that comp? Well, that item's so broken. Well, look here, how come I didn't think about that? You know?
Yeah. So do you think that not having chat helps in that regard?
If it was toxic, then yes. Chat, we won't need chat. But since the game itself is not that toxic, the community itself is not toxic.
Yeah.
That's fine. In the mobile.
I feel like a lot of the toxicity comes from being on the same team as people, and they get really into it and act like the game has like real stakes. So if you do bad, then they really just ream into you. Like, it's all your fault. Why? What were you doing? You're an idiot. And that just becomes super toxic. But because this isn't team-based, it's all for one, you know?
Battle Royale. It's a Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Yep.
The last person. Yeah, I agree. Okay. You want to go to improvs?
Let me put in the two bugs I found in this game.
Yeah.
One of them already got fixed. There was a bug when I played in mobile. It had a tendency to go black screen for like a second. Like you're fighting in a battle and like the entire screen just goes black. And then you get like a second later, it's going to come back. It was like, okay, do you need to fix that?
Yeah. Do you know what caused it?
No, I don't know. It just happens sometimes in the battle or when you're waiting. So it just goes in the black screen.
Hmm.
Even in the login screen, when I'm just like staying in the screen, it just goes black for like no reason.
Huh. Chris, so did you see this? Like,
it's randomly.
Oh, okay. Did that happen to you, Chris?
I think it did.
Okay. I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
No, okay, but I also don't play it as much as you do, so it makes sense.
And then there was the bug with the music. Like, after the first patch in the mobile, the music wasn't playing, but after the recent patch that they did, the music is back.
Hmm. Okay, so it's good they fixed it.
You play the game in entire silence. You can put up the volume like super high, and you will not hear anything. Nothing. No special effects, nothing. So that was in there for like a longest time until they fixed it.
That's rough.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good they fixed it then.
Those are the only two bugs so far.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really find any, which I guess it's a good thing. Okay. Improved. My first one's kind of easy and basic, but I feel like because when you jump into a game and start playing, you don't know who's who or what's what, especially as a new player. I feel like that they could benefit from having a screen that's outside of the normal game, but inside, like from the title screen. Have a screen that just shows the characters. Show what they do, what their class is, what their stats are, and what their ultimate ability is. That way people can kind of learn on their own instead of learning through trial and error, through frustrating trial and error.
What would you say if it was just a link?
I'd say that's even a step in the right direction too, because like I know that, you know, we live in this world where we have all this information at our fingertips, where like we're playing a game, we want to learn more, we go read about it, you know, it's not a big step, it doesn't take a lot of energy to do that, but some people still won't do that. So giving them an avenue to take to get that information could be beneficial to the game. I feel like help people learn more so that they can climb up that learning curve faster. That's a big thing. I mean, if you want people playing your game and they play and they have no idea like who to pick or what's going on, it makes it harder for them to come back to it. But, you know, this being a mobile game, pull it out on your phone when you're riding the bus, you could sit there and read about characters, you know, from the game. But yeah, a link, anything. Anything to give the player more information, but it comes from the game itself. That could help, I think. That could be beneficial. Okay. That was mine. Who wants to do their improve?
Okay, I'll put on mine. I want the chat system, okay? I know I've been harping about this. Like, I really enjoy the chat system, okay? I wish they could put that in. It's going to probably happen in the next few patches, but I don't know if they're actually going to implement that in the mobile yet.
Yeah.
Until I see some actual information for that.
Well, I think...
I do enjoy chatting with other players in the game.
Yeah, it adds a sense of community.
That's one thing I want to improve in the game.
Okay. Chris, do you have an improve?
I just want them to... I kind of want them to split the clients for the PC version. Like how TFT is stuck into the League client. It's just only on one tab. But you have to download the entire League client to access it.
Okay, but this is on the PC version.
Yeah, it's on the PC version. Besides that, that's is really the only improvement. I mean, if they want to keep it fully on the mobile version, they should add more content on the mobile app. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Crazy, your turn.
I think that they should show the character's ultimate attacks when you're picking them from the shop. I feel like that would help me make a decision easier instead of guessing. I also think that if I want to say Auto Chess and Dota Underground, at least one of them did that. When you were picking your guy, it would show. I mean, they could also even hint at someone that could help you as well. I know they do that thing when if you have two of the same character, the third one will have a glow for a second when the shop first opens. It could be beneficial for that glow to stay, but it could also be beneficial to have another one, another glow for a guy that could benefit you directly. So like if you had two chrono people, then anyone who's chrono could be glowing in the shop. That way you as a new player could go, oh, well, I can benefit from these, you know.
So that's actually in there?
Is it?
Yes. It's in the mobile. Okay. In the mobile, you just have to click on the comp and hold it, and it will glow golden. It will show a golden light.
Oh, yeah. But it does it for the people in the shop?
Yeah, it also works in the shop.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's good to know. Okay. But yeah, showing their ultimates in the shop, I feel like could be beneficial. Helping pick out. Does anyone else have another one?
My other one would be information on how much money I have in Econ.
Yes.
So I can plan out better.
Yep.
It's great that I can see my loss streak and win streak amount of gold, but I want to see my total amount of gold that I'm going to earn after this round.
Yeah. Okay. Crits, do you have another improve? Or did we do yours?
I'm good. That's all I got. I mean,
they can
just fix the bug where they show the items during the carousel on your current units, but yeah, besides that, that's it.
Okay. I have one more, and this would probably spin the whole game into a different angle.
Okay.
What if there was an item shop in the game? Instead of getting items, okay, on top of getting items randomly, if there was a shop that you could purchase items, like how you do in a MOBA, you know, you go back to the base and you look at all items and buy them. What if there was a shop that had five random items, like it has five random characters, and if you could spend your gold on items instead of characters?
That would be broken.
Yeah, that would spin the game around a little bit, but I feel like, you know, it'd be interesting.
I feel like it's gonna be broken for the person that's literally winning the entire round.
Yeah.
Like, let's say.
Well, Mr. doesn't it have to be? Right? It doesn't have to be great items. It could be, you know, I don't know.
The items are great. They're great.
That's true. It doesn't have to be in ranked, or you know, it could be its own game mode or something. But I think it could be interesting because I want to say no auto chess game has done that yet. Have an item shop.
Maybe it's a set of game mode. Maybe one of the game mode.
Yeah, I think it could have.
You don't get items from the mobs, but you get more coins from the mobs.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, just some other way to kind of spin the genre a little bit. You know, it'd be interesting. Okay. So that is everything. Grading and final thoughts. I'll do mine first. My final thoughts were coming into this as a beginner for this game specifically. I've played Auto Chess and Dota. I think the game is all around. It's fun. There's a lot to learn. It kind of any MOBA in general. There's a lot to learn for the most part. There's a couple that aren't, but they're not as filled with content as others are. But there's definitely a really hard learning curve. It takes time. You have to be able to play it. You know, I played it once a day for, I want to say, a little bit over 2 weeks, not a little bit longer. And I'm still at a point where I don't know the characters very well. I know some of the ones I've used a lot, but I don't know them all. The learning curve's tough. You got to be able to persevere and get past that. to see like the better parts of it, I want to say. But all in all, I like it. There's a lot of strategy to it. If you're into strategy, you will love this game. I am going to give it a 7 out of 10. And someone else can go.
All right, James, you're up.
I give it a 9. I really like playing the game. I play it before I go to sleep. So I really like the aesthetics in the game. Like that also plays a major part for me too, like playing the game. Like it's replayability. Like even though it's like heavily RNG sometimes. But sometimes it works out in my favor. So I don't mind it. I don't mind it that much. So and that is very enjoyable. If I were to recommend it, like kind of like, let's say, recommend it to my friends, I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah.
I would teach them what they can do with this game, even though my information is kind of limited. But at least it's something for them to go off by.
Yeah, but it's better than going off by nothing, you know? Okay. And you, Mr. Kritz.
I'll also give it a 9. The game is, like James said, it has a lot of replayability because you don't know where you're going to get every match. And it's really random. That helps with their replayability. There's a lot of comps. You can like survive the game without having a good comp from the internet. You can just make your own, like James does.
There's a lot of innovation in your characters, you can play with
You can play with friends.
Yeah, that helps because we did that.
Yeah, you can play up to 8 characters. Like what was the last game you played mobile that allows you to team up with? I mean, allows you to play with 8 friends at once.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't think of any. I'm sure there's probably 1 or 2, but. Probably not as popular as this.
Like, I know that like battle royale games allow you up to like 5 characters. I mean 5 players. So yeah. You can play up like 8 of your friends and you know.
Yeah. That's fun.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
So a 9.
Okay. Well what together is
that average there.
8.3. Which is pretty
8.3, that's our highest rated game.
I think so. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Wait, okay.
Cranter, what did you put again?
7.
7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's got a hard learning curve. It makes it harder to get into than other games. But with Perseverance, you can see a lot of the good in it. You know, it's not a game that you're going to win on your first try. You got to earn that. And I do like that. But the learning curve's tough. The lack of information's tough. I feel like that hurts it a little.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we give it 8.3, pretty good. For you guys who are listening / watching, our game for the next episode is called Elemental Dungeon. It's rather new, just came out on mobile. It's on the Mac store or the other one, Android store. And that's what we're going to be playing for next time. So we want to thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. I am the Crancher.
I'm Kritz.
I'm James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. And you guys have an awesome rest of your day. Thank you for listening. See ya.